At exactly 3 p.m. on Thursday, October 30th, 1947, about 700 Baltimoreans sat in front of what were the first television sets in town, black and white on 6-inch screens. They were watching Baltimore's very first television show over its first television station, WMAR, then Channel 2. The show being telecast was the sixth race at Pimlico. At the track, perched at the top of the grandstand, was a cameraman zeroing in on the starting gate. Besides him were Governor William Preston Lane and Mayor Thomas D'Alessandro Jr., and an unknown sports personality, Jim McManus, who would go on to fame and glory in the sports world as Jim McKay. It was McManus who got things started, placing himself in front of the camera. In an historic first, he said, "Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Here we are at Pimlico, and you are about to see Baltimore's first television event, the sixth race at Pimlico," end quote. There is a subtext here. Mayor D'Alessandro Jr. would later tell this to a friend, quote, "While McManus was talking, I looked over the horses, and I told everybody to bet on Blue Yonder," end quote. Came post time, and suddenly they were off. And there it was on the screen, this new thing called television. The pictures of the horses, restless in their starting gate. The cheering fans. The race started as a duel, the camera tracking carefully between the favorites, Chivalry and Halcano, until a long shot named Oceanfront passed them both. But on the final turn, Blue Yonder came on strong to win, going away. There were 702 winners that bright October day in 1947. Blue Yonder, the horse that came in first. Mayor Tommy D'Alessandro Jr., who told everybody that it would. And 700 Baltimore City viewers who saw the whole thing in their living rooms on 6-inch screens in living black and white.